We're visiting with Osage City girls basketball coach Kate Boss here on the Area Coach's Corner. And Coach, you won the Flint Hill Shootout feels like a week and a half ago, and then I believe I had two big wins last week. And I believe Emory's Feast had what, 35 in a game on Thursday, I believe. But how you feel like your girls are playing right now as you're past the midway point?
You know, right now they are just buying in with what we're doing. They're probably enjoying this run of a lot of games and not a lot of practice, which we need the practice. But they're working hard, and they're just showing up every night ready to go and getting each other ready to go. It's just been a real good team effort in all of these games. But, yeah, Emory did go off the other night for I think she had 34. But, yes, she was on.
You know, what does it mean to continue to play some of your best basketball right now, knowing the best is still yet to come?
Yeah, we knew coming out of the league tournament, we had some pretty big games coming up and that we needed to be, you know, dialed in. We had, we've played Ottawa and Santa Fe Trail, made up a league game. We got another makeup game tonight. But we know these after league games are going to definitely get us ready for sub-state, and we've pulled off some pretty big wins that I think has helped us gain some confidence as we continue to go forward.
Yeah, as you mentioned, you defeated Santa Fe Trail on Friday 53-44, and then you had that makeup with Chase County, and a lot of big games still to come up, Coach.
Yeah, that Santa Fe Trail game was fun. I mean, we know it's going to be a competitive game. They've got a big group of seniors that are very good. They got us early in the year, so our girls were obviously looking for some revenge, and it was a back and forth. I mean, it was a close game the whole time. Possibly we'll see them again in sub-state, I guess. This week we have Council Grove tonight, and then we go – Silver Lake comes here actually Tuesday, and we're off the rest of the week, maybe actually get some practice time in. It looks like the weather's going to – let us actually have practice for once, so that'll be nice.
It's got to feel nice to get some practices after a back-to-back. Knowing you've been in the situation, you know, the last couple of weeks of playing a back-to-back, of course playing Chase County and Santa Fe Trail back-to-back on Thursday and Friday of last week, how did the girls just remain locked in they're in a situation that they've been here the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think, we did this with the league tournament, having three games in a row and then having a snow day and then a game. I mean, it's just, that's kind of where we're at right now. And these girls, we talked a lot about, like, taking the weekend off and getting your body some rest. And there's a lot of things going around and just trying to stay healthy because we got, you know, big games coming up and coming back and playing back-to-back Monday, Tuesday is not going to be easy. I mean, Council Grove is playing pretty good basketball right now, so we need to show up tonight ready to go, and I know they will be. I mean, I don't doubt one bit. As soon as we show up somewhere, they are locked in and ready to go.
Visiting with Osage City girls basketball coach Kate Boss here on the Area Coach's Corner. And Coach, as you mentioned, you make up a game tonight with Council Grove. Tomorrow you host Silver Lake, and then you're off until the 6th, and then you have Rossville coming in, and then next Friday taking on Opie at Opie. So, all four of those look very challenging.
Yeah, it does not get any easier between here and the start of sub-state, because after that we go St. Mary's and then Lebo. So it definitely does not get any easier, but we are looking forward to those games and looking forward to getting ready for those games.
What's going to be big for you guys here during this home stretch as you get into February and get ready for sub-state?
I think for us staying healthy is going to be a big deal, but focusing on the little things. I mean, our rebounding has kind of laxed to where I felt we started. That was definitely a strength. I mean, we are still doing a very good job of it, but I think we can pick that up a little bit. I have people that want to score. Mm-hmm. We just have to kind of let our offense work for us a little bit more, maybe, and not rush as much and just continue to crash the boards. I mean, that's going to be a big deal offensively and defensively. Give them one shot and then go down and get us a couple opportunities would be nice.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight with Council Grove. Best of luck tomorrow with Silver Lake. Best of luck next week against Rossville and Opie. And we'll talk to you again in two more weeks.
Excellent. Sounds good. Thanks, Dylan.
That is Osage City girls basketball coach Kate Boss joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Osage City Parks and Rec and Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.